Com. Please click on that donate button.
Mary had a little man.
The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream. Okay.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
When witnesses actually just show up, it advances our investigation. The arrows continue to point in just one direction.
The president's former top Russia advisor telling Congress she raised red flags, concerned about wrongdoing in U.S. foreign policy toward Ukraine. One of her biggest issues? Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani's involvement. And she reportedly shared other concerns with former national security advisor John Bolton, sources tell CNN. Hill describing a meeting attended by Bolton and U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland. The meeting on July 10th, just 15 days before Trump's phone call with Ukraine's president. A source telling CNN, Hill said Sondland discussed investigations at that meeting, interpreted as a reference to President Trump's call to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son.
Really?
Hill discussing what she called a rogue operation carried out by Sondland and acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney.
Mick.
A source telling CNN, she said Bolton characterized it as being like a drug deal, urging Hill to report the July meeting to the National Security Council's attorney. In another conversation, a source familiar with the testimony says Hill claimed Bolton expressed disregard for Giuliani. As first reported by the New York Times, Bolton describing him as a hand grenade who's going to blow everybody up. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin slamming Giuliani's actions, saying he's working against the State Department.
Rudy Giuliani has clearly been a leading force for the administration in defining a shadow foreign policy in Ukraine.
I know nothing.
I don't know Rudy. You have to ask Rudy. I don't know Rudy. I don't know these people. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know. All right. So all of this is going on, and tonight we have a debate. It's debate night, everybody. Debate night in Ohio. Westerville, right outside of Columbus. So I got a feeling Turkey is going to come up. I don't know what you want them to talk about. I don't know what you want them to ask. I don't know what you want. I should tell you this, though. Last night I was in Best Buy. Yeah, I had to buy my mother a landline. I had to go to the Jurassic section of Best Buy. Yes, I had to actually ask for help. Where is the Jurassic section of the Best Buy? Meaning landlines. Oh, they're over there. Over there. I had to do that. And I ran into Congressman Ted Deutch and his beautiful wife, Jill. Nicest people ever. But he's trying to, get in and out of Best Buy. And I'm like, Congressman, and I'm with Jessica. I go, Jessica, this is your congressperson. I want you to understand that they're there for you to speak to. Ask him questions. Can you imagine having me as a parental unit? Can you? Can you just imagine the pressure of having to come up? But anyway, you know what Ted Deutch, wanted to know from us? He wanted to know whether we want to go for just the Ukrainian thing in the because I said to him, are we impeaching him tomorrow? Because, Congress has not been in session, but they are today. Finally, they're back. This was the recess that everybody was saying they should not take. But I got to give credit where credit is due. Three committees, the Foreign Affairs Committee under Elliot Engel, the Oversight Committee under Elijah Cummings, and the Intelligence Committee under Adam Schiff have done spectacular work during the recess. Look, these witnesses had to be in a secure room. These witnesses' testimony had to be private so that Trump couldn't counter-program his answers dependent upon whatever it is that they swore under oath happened. This is a grand jury proceeding, which I've explained to you thousands of times better than Hillsdale College will ever explain. And that is that grand jury proceedings do not include defense attorneys. They do not include the perpetrator. They do not include anything but prosecutors and the grand jury, which is Congress. So because an indictment is what they seek in the House. That's all you can do in the House is indict the president. The trial happens in the Senate. I hope we all know that. So He asked me, "Does you know what do your listeners think? What do you think about just going ahead with an article of impeachment on Ukraine and on using the official assets of the presidency, using the military and military aid and the presidency and all of the you know assets that come with the presidency in order to dig up dirt on his opponent in 2020, or at least a political rival in 2020, or should we go for the whole breadth and depth of it?" And I said to him, there are 82, I can find 82 impeachable acts that the president has committed. And there, I said, read New York Magazine. And this is what I'll tell you too. It's in yesterday's homework. Read New York Magazine, because they took the 82 impeachable instances of activities, impeachable activities undertaken by the president, and they put them into like five different categories: obstruction of justice, which obviously Mueller, and also blocking the subpoenas for this, right? I mean, he ordered Sundland not to testify. He's told Mulvaney not to, you know. So all the obstruction in one pile, right? And all of the using his office to enrich himself, both politically and financially. And then, of course, you know, the using of the presidency for political enrichment. And I said, and just, you know, introduce all of them and have a vote, you know, a vote-a-thon, you know, like a vote-a-palooza. And see what the House, you know, votes. See what they want to pursue. He liked that idea. He liked it a lot. But I just wanted to know from you, you know, you realize that a lot of this is being debated right now. Not that the president won't be impeached. That's done. I mean, I even said to him, are we impeaching him tomorrow? And he said, not tomorrow. But, and that's when he came, he said, oh, but I want to know from you. So this is what I told him. I told him to make sure that, you know, everybody gets a shot at voting up or down on all of the activities that we can delineate, that we can actually find, that we can list, that we can say happened, and let the House vote on all of them. And then, you know, you could group them together, like obviously obstruction of Congress, obstruction of justice, defying subpoenas, you know, you could put them in one package. So I don't know if that question will come up tonight, but it is debate night, and we have, this is probably the worst of all the planning that I've seen for a Democratic debate. I mean, we have muscled through 10 people on the stage when clearly we should have had two nights, 5 and 5. Tonight's even worse. Tonight there are 12 of our stellar candidates, 12 people on one stage. That's just, why didn't we do 6 and 6? I don't understand. But that's what we have. We got Booker, Buttigieg, Sanders, Biden. Biden's going to, I know the question of Hunter Biden is going to come up. I know the question of whether or not they talked about, you know, what he was doing abroad in Ukraine and China is going to come up. Hunter Biden gave an interview this morning to Good Morning America. I'm not impressed. I don't know if Biden can survive this. We'll see what happens tonight. And it is basically a three-way race at this point. Now, anything could happen. Buttigieg is, you know, doing really well with fundraising. And I have to tell you, Jessica, you know, she's young. She's, you know, what, 32, 33? All right, she's 33. She wants to be 32, 33. So, okay. But she loves Buttigieg. And a lot of people, a lot of her compadres love Buttigieg. And he's doing great in fundraising. But for the most part, it looks like it'll be Biden, Sanders, and Warren trying to battle it out for the nomination at this point. You have Kamala on the stage tonight. You got Andrew Yang on the stage. Obviously, Beto's on the stage. Julian Castro's on stage. You know, and tonight is the first time we'll see Tom Steyer debate. And of course, his whole wheelhouse has been and will continue to be getting rid of this president, doing justice in this country on impeachment, and that would be justice. This man needs to die in jail. You understand that that has been my position on Donald Trump for a stinking long time. He must die in jail. Because he lies constantly. He cheats. He enriches himself in that office ever since the Michael Cohen scandal, right? And Amy Klobuchar and Tulsi Gabbard. So we have 12 candidates on that stage tonight. And the entire world is being destabilized by this president. We have open enrollment starting November 1st for healthcare. I mean, all of these topics need to be discussed, and I don't know how you do it with 12 people on a stage, do you? Why not 6 and 6?